May 2, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. The God of Israel. Opening prayer. Father in heaven, please use your words to fill me with the knowledge of who you are and of your will for me. Read Exodus chapter 24. The covenant confirmed. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with him." When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he splashed against the altar. Then he took the Book of the Covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey." Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli, as bright blue as the sky. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." Then Moses set out with Joshua his aide, and Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looks like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went on up the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Reflect. Listen to, read the lyrics, or sing the old hymn, "Trust and Obey." "There is no other way but to trust and obey" is a good motto to reflect on in preparation for today's reading. I saw a meme on social media that asks whether coming home to an empty house is a sign of loneliness or freedom. I admit that, after being my husband's full-time caregiver for several years, I initially felt an element of relief and freedom when he died. The loneliness took longer to kick in. Even with people around, we can still feel lonely. Moses, surrounded by so many people, still walks a lonely path to freedom. He has been through much, journeying, receiving God's commandments and laws. He alone has been tasked with this. When he returns to the people, they speak with one voice, saying they will do everything God says. Sounds pretty good. But are they a bit carried away with the moment? Will they find it as easy in reality? Do we sometimes say what everyone else is saying to fit in with the crowd without thinking it through? Moses writes it all down, so it can't be forgotten. He builds pillars to represent the 12 tribes. Words and visual prompts are also important to us. Apply. Write a letter to God, thanking him for the privilege he has given you to share his love with others. Keep the letter safe to return to when you need encouragement. Closing prayer. Lord, help me always to be guided by your word, ready to do your will. Thank you that following and serving you is not a burden, but a gift.